here is something that will stun and very likely outrage many who hear this.
Watch this.
Rick Denier, the Joker and the Devil. Lower him several, I'm lowering my level.
No, what would you do?
I'm running from the law.
Actually, that's the intro to jump into, isn't it? What are you dressing up for? Comic Con is? Wasn't the conversation?
Thought we're talking about drugs.
What drugs did you take when you go to Comic Con?
I would so take acid.
Acid?
I don't want
to take that for like, you know, like fucking for knocked up, you know, when you take fucking, they took shrooms and went to Vegas. And watch Cirque du Soleil.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'd do that.
I think
I'd take
That'd
Advil.
That'd be fucking awesome. Either acid or fucking shrooms.
I take Advil
because it works even less in case I get a headache or I'm sore.
Last all day long. All day strong.
Right. I think I'd be kicked out in the first 5 minutes.
Really? Even without drugs.
Yeah. I'd be stuck.
Check that pack for a bomb.
It's like, oh, you have to go to the special line.
Yeah.
They check your fucking bombs.
That's a good question, Eric. I mean, for Comic-Con, would you dress up as Osama bin Laden?
Why would you dress up as Osama bin Laden?
You're a terrorist.
Not a character for anything.
That's probably at Comic-Con with Osama bin Laden.
Yeah. Bin Laden's been in a...
Time Link Empire is where he goes and kills Osama bin Laden.
Yeah. No, bin Laden's been in a video game. Video games are at Comic-Con.
What video game was he in?
Oh, shortly after 9/11, some company produced a...
Saddam Hussein's been in fucking video games.
You mean like Newgrounds game?
No, it was an actual console.
it was a console game.
A
fucking two-figure game.
No, it was a console game. It was shitty as hell. Bad graphics, but it was a first-person shooter, and you played like either Army Ranger or Navy SEAL or something.
The Makos are postal?
Yeah. And each level, you're like going to take out certain terror cells, and then you have a boss battle, and you take out the head boss. Well, the final level, the head boss is Osama bin Laden. You got to shoot him.
What was this on?
Oh, I think it was like PS2 and regular Xbox. It was really low budget. I've
never
game.
Heard of this game.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's funny. Shit. It's
means
so
it
low budget.
Exist.
The only game I ever saw you actually like go after a terrorist was Desert Storm. And you go after Saddam Hussein.
No.
And then they had Desert Storm 2. Which actually were really good games.
Dropping
they're
the
one of my favorite army games
cigarette
ever.
Pack on the thing.
Yeah, it's nice. You know, you kind of messed
up. We can't pick that up. Steph's back for her visits.
Yeah, my wife's here to make fun of me some more with my friends.
No, she's here to ruin the show with cigarettes dropping on the damn table.
And even though she has a pack in her hand, huh?
I don't want those.
Stephanie, what drug would you take at Comic-Con?
What would you dress up as if you went to Comic-Con?
Yeah.
That was the original conversation, remember that?
Yeah. You could dress up as Steve.
If he was a superhero.
What was that on...
Come closer. Just don't step on the computer.
Step on the computer. It's not yours.
What was that movie the dude thought he was a superhero, but he was, like, big and dorky and...
Steve?
Pretty sure it was Steve. Steve the hero.
We can hear all that, Steve.
Yeah, Steve, you're not making it any better.
Well, she's not being picked up on the mic.
So,
to help out.
I can hear her.
Faintly, but we'd have to just raise her fucking levels later.
All right, fine.
She hasn't even thought of anything yet.
But I know she's saying you're fat.
I know a dude off of a movie, but he's mentally slow. And I'm not saying Steve, but no, I'll be dressed up as him. Probably
you'd be handyman?
Wow.
Smurfette or something.
He dressed all in blue.
Two tons of superhero fun.
Now fill Steve's fantasy real fast.
Just call me Papa Smurf.
Steph, do I look cool with the cigarette in my hand?
I'll call you Pappy Smurf.
Pappy Smurf.
That looks sophisticated.
He was the first one. How did those other Smurfs come about?
Yeah, that's even better. That's even better.
Did you see that robot chicken?
She died giving birth to all the other Smurfs.
Did you see that robot chicken where the Smurfs were fighting the... What the fuck was that cartoon? They're little like aliens and they lived underwater. Or they're like little snorks. Yeah. The Smurfs were the snorks. And then they were like...
I bet on the snorks.
And then they were fighting each other and shit. And they're battling like... They're like... And then the Smurfs women came out. Like, the Smurfs like, you guys have women? Like, yeah, why? He's like, oh, we don't have women. And then
they start raping them.
No. And then what's the fucking woman's girl Smurf's name?
Smurfette.
Smurfette. She's like, what about me? He's like, that bitch has been fucked so many times, we're not gonna fucking touch her anymore. She's all slut and shit, she's holding cigarettes. But they're in battle, they're fucking blowing each other up and shit and killing each other.
I've seen that one.
That was a good robot chicken.
I think I'd go as a Juggernaut.
Yeah, that'd work for you, I guess. I'm with the Blob.
You should make a Blob. There you go.
Yeah, I mean, just in a big black leotard.
How about the keg?
That'd work. That'd be awesome.
How about
a big ass black leotard?
How about the Keggernaut?
Yeah, there you go.
Right where the belly button is, you should put like a tap. I'm the Keggernaut, bitch.
That'll be Juggernaut the retired years. When he just let himself go.
As opposed to before, right? Yeah. He can't fit in that fucking suit no more. That helmet's like two sizes too small.
Who'd you go as, Jason?
Huh?
Who'd you go as?
I don't know, dude. I would fucking...
The pharmacist. He goes Prince. He's like a Prince guy.
The comic book character, Prince?
He was in a comic book.
He was in a comic book?
Prince series.
Yeah.
Oh, Ring Fighter?
The Prince series.
I don't know. I could see Jason going as He-Man.
Oh, yeah? Before the sword?
Can't say that with a straight face.
No. He meant She-Man.
Not She-Ra. Yeah. I can see that one.
I know. Get it right, fucker.
No, I meant like a She-Man.
Oh.
I meant actual She-Man.
Fuck if I didn't go. I don't look
like who would you
to
like
go.
To go as, though, if you could? Not necessarily like who would you fit. Who would you like to go as, though?
The artist from Jason.
See, I don't know what I want to do that, because I've been there, and I know how bad it is being in a costume there.
Oh, it must suck.
We need to get you a green wetsuit. You can go
smelly,
as kick-ass.
And those people eventually do start to stink.
Yeah.
You have a fucking hot-ass costume in
the
summer?
I seen that. I seen on the thing, that the guy with the costume that has a fucking, like, the tentacle coming out of his mouth and shit. Like, how the fuck do you walk around all day with that shit in your fucking face?
I don't know, dude. Some people do it for days. Like, you see some person.
No, that dude.
Some people have different costumes for different days.
Fucking nerds.
I would rather the dude who made that fully functioning fucking War Machine outfit. You know how hot the head
was. I saw that.
There?
I only saw him for the masquerade, though. I didn't see him when he was walking around.
Really?
So, some things, like, you're not allowed to do that.
Maybe he didn't. My costume would be a giant magnet and have pictures of girls on it, and I'll be a chick magnet.
I think if you're part of the masquerade, you don't wear that until your showtime.
Really?
Because I don't see, you know, every time I watch the masquerade. Mm-hmm. I've never seen those people walking around the floor. But, you know, it's a lot of time. You can't see everything. But
no, I say we get you a green wetsuit and everything and the full outfit. You can go as the Arabian kick-ass.
And a genie?
It's either that or Hit Girl.
Tank goes Tank Girl?
Oh, even
I'll
better.
Shave my head and dye my hair and get a mohawk.
I'll go as Machine Gun Girl.
Dude, she was way cooler than you.
She wouldn't look much.
There's a lot of characters way cooler than the people who actually portray them.
I know. The fat Leias every year. Eric, who'd you go as?
I go as an anime character and all that.
Yeah. Who?
Those people have the spiked ass hair. They have the crazy anime characters have the crazy ass hair.
Uh-huh.
People who get that down pretty well.
Yeah, I'd say because
a lot
of scruff
fucking glue.
And all that.
It's a lot of glue.
Yeah, you'd have to lose your glasses and pick up smoking. But the scruff and all that, you can go as fucking Asuma Sensei.
Oh, yeah.
From Naruto?
Yeah, Naruto. Flack my hair a little bit and get a little fucking, I don't know, those fucking blades he had.
Oh, yeah, the chakra fucking kunai blade that he holds on to.
Actually, they sold those in the store.
Oh, yeah.
There's a weapons check fucking booth. You got to do that. Well, you have a weapon for your
really?
Shit. You have to check your weapons.
Well, I know that
your fake
there's
weapons.
Actually websites that build. You can build all those anime weapons. Like you can get the sword from Bleach. You can get all the shurikens and all that shit. And,
I think that Constructibles website actually tells you how to build shit like that.
Well, I'm not gonna fucking try to build a sword.
Yeah. Let me go out to my forge in the back and fucking fashion.
I have a fucking 1,000-degree fucking pit that I make.
Yeah.
Why not? But everyone has
so I can heat my metal and fucking smash it.
No, you know it'd be cool to go as, but
yeah, a hammer and some iron and fucking just some wood stove and.
A cool character would go as, but it'd be hot as shit to fucking wear, is Onslaught.
Yeah,
he'd be awesome. Onslaught was a badass fucking looking character.
Put little tiny fans in there.
Yeah.
Like those hat fans.
I
you
never
had that fans with
yeah,
that
yeah, true.
I
although,
haven't,
you know, I
you
think...
You just put those little tiny fans.
I think that whole outfit would be really heavy.
I haven't seen a really good Spawn costume.
No.
Actually, let's make a terrible costume. Just put Steve in a Spawn costume.
No, he can be the Joker. Or the, what's his name?
Bane,
yeah.
I'd rock
before
rock
he turned
Bane.
Into
you have to get in some shape to be Bane.
No, not Bane, the fucking the clown guy on Spawn.
Oh, clown.
Yeah,
oh, wow, that was
the
a hard
clown
name.
Guy, yeah.
Yeah, because, I'm 3 feet tall.
You'd have to gain some weight, actually. Yeah. I think get gravity to pull you down a little.
Yeah, a little 3 feet fucking knocked off me and shit.
I'm mutated.
Well, I think John Leguizamo did a good job playing him in the movie.
I'll go as a clown from It.
Pennywise?
Mm-hmm.
Do You Are So No Tim Curry. Which I'm curious, who are they going to get to do that role in the new movie?
Oh my god, another new movie.
Maybe anybody.
It's supposed to come out, I think, this year, and yeah, they're going to limit it to being a little less than 3 hours long.
It's going to be called It's.
Only 3 hours long, right?
Yeah, as opposed to the six of the original. Actually, I think the original was 4 or 5.
It's going
to
be called It's.
It's still going.
I'm curious who they're gonna try to get do Pennywise. I just because it's one of those roles you can't really picture anybody else doing. Have you seen Tim Curry recently? Some. No, he does not.
He was the bomb in Congo.
I just don't see Tim Curry doing that one again.
He could do anything.
Yeah, I'd like to see him try and play Frankenfurter again. Tell me he can do anything.
The later years. Just put that little fucking subtitle in the bottom. You got everything set.
The Rocky Horror Geriatric Show.
Those are tough times.
Yeah. It's hard to be an alien these days.
Imagine that guy not getting his meds.
Oh, did you see that they're going to do a roast of Charlie Sheen?
Yeah.
I did hear briefly something like that. Yeah.
Comedy Central is holding it.
Probably paid him a lot for that shit.
Yeah, he's getting paid for everything.
He needs that money.
Well, you know, the only reason why they're doing it
is because... He does need that money.
Okay, no. The thing is, the way they live, he needs money. Yeah. But if he didn't live that way, like, you know how... If people don't know how to fucking not spend their money like they do, then they wouldn't fucking need it.
Yeah.
That one of their paychecks we can live on for the rest of our fucking lives.
Yeah. Also... True. A drug problem is a very expensive habit.
So is a drinking problem.
You know the only reason why they're doing the roast
coke
of him?
Problem is an expensive habit.
Well, because they get good coke. Why don't they go down and get cheap coke?
You think actors get good coke?
Well, even good coke only lasts 10 minutes, really.
Yeah, they go straight to the
I think they play...
Depends on if they go to the dealer of the stars.
Well, they go straight to the coke factory and they get it right when the bottles are made.
The Coca-Cola factory that's back east, you dumb fuck.
So?
Anyways... No, but I think they have to pay a big-ass premium for the discretion. Someone's selling that coke for them. I think
someone's selling it to their bodyguards.
So it's not like the fucking porn site.
The bodyguards give it to
them. You know who they work for. Especially the bodyguard comes there a lot, has a coke problem as well, apparently, because he's there partying up getting coke.
Yeah, because you know what bodyguard belongs to what celebrity, right?
Well, then he's the best friend.
If you hang out with him on his day off and he's all fucking talking a lot of shit when he's all fucked up and high, mm-hmm. people are going to run their fucking mouth.
Let's say you're a fucked up high drug dealer and some random big black guy comes and buys coke off you. Are you going to think, oh, this must be a celebrity's fucking bodyguard? Or are you just going to think, random black guy buying drugs?
Here, hang out here. Want to do a fucking line? He's like, yeah, I'll hang out. What are you doing? About four...
That's why you never have the dealer come to your place and hang out and do a line with you.
You still got to give him money and send him off to get coke. You ever sent money to people and told them to get you drugs? They don't come back fucking forever.
If it's your bodyguard.
Your bodyguard, your friend.
No, but you know what? It doesn't matter because here's the thing. If you're a celebrity baller of that fucking status and you have that kind of money to be spending on the shit, you make sure you have a bag of supply anyways, because you already know it's going to take him a while. So by the time he gets back, you've already ran out your supply and you're ready for the fucking real.
And you buy
this shit in bulk. It's like Costco.
I think this would be a and good
that
question.
Welcome to Drug Co.
That guy's been gone forever, running his mouth about who he works for at some point.
And that's why you pay the bodyguard premium for that discretion.
This would be a good question for Gary Busey.
That's what I'm saying. You pay extra for not for the quality of your drugs, but for discretion. You have many people to keep their fucking mouth shut. Anywhere from bodyguards, dealers...
I wouldn't.
People you hang out with.
I wouldn't. So what if I do drugs?
You're an asshole.
So what if I do drugs and I'm still good?
Drugs? You're a high-profile person. How are you going to get drugs?
No one's going to like
you. I don't care. My compound's gated and I've got guards patrolling. Let the cops come in. They don't know.
The only one that was allowed to do drugs
they would know.
Be like...
They'd have to have some sort of evidence.
How would you get your drugs? How would you have to go out to the outside? You have this big-ass mansion that's fortified.
So?
How are you going to get fucking your drugs?
Amy Winehouse is
I don't
have
trust
do
people
drugs
who
I don't
like.
Personally
now
do it.
Dead.
I send somebody else.
You would have to trust them. You pay for that premium.
I pay off the judge. I'm rich.
God, you're
I'm an actor.
Steve.
I'm a good actor. People can pay to see my movies. I don't care.
You're horrible.
You're a washed-up drug addict actor. That's what you are.
I am not Charlie
Sheen. He got kicked off your fucking
show. You're going to be Charlie Sheen.
He didn't get
Winehouse.
Kicked off for the drugs. He got kicked off because of his eccentricities.
Which is caused by the drugs.
It's the drugs. And alcohol.
I think it's just caused from being a fucking cheat.
He had to have scenes where he has a chair next to him to stand on just for you to make sure he can stand up straight while that scene's being going on.
He's been doing it for how many fucking shows and movies?
5.
I mean, come on. Every fucking time they filmed Platoon, dude was fucking stoned and drunk off his ass. the whole fucking film. And it's actually the only way they made the movie decent. Because they fully admit if he wasn't, it wouldn't have done as well. I don't think it would have done as well.
Because you're thinking it's dangerous.
No, he has a delusion that he can fucking still get drugs and keep people's mouths shut, not pay them shit, and be fine in his fortified house.
Well, no celebrity really can. Doesn't matter. They still do it.
Amy Winehouse.
And everybody knows they do it. Everyone knew Amy Winehouse did it.
No one cares.
I know.
She died,
no
though.
One cares.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, she's the only
you
one.
You know, they had this, like, cover over the fact that she died and not telling jokes about her for a while. Like a little buffer area. Well, where they didn't tell shit about her.
Please, we did it that night.
I she, did that she same was the day only... I found out. I spit a joke out on the internet right
yeah,
after.
Because you're an asshole.
Yeah.
No, no. I was trying to say,
she's
you know,
a lovely
the,
woman.
You know the only reason why they're doing a roast of Charlie Sheen is because there's just so much new material out right now bashing on him that they can create that it's like, oh, fresh target. Let's put him on a roast him.
Well, he's still crazy and he's still hot right now. And
yeah,
I,
no,
I
that's,
bet
yeah, but that's
Comedy
the thing.
Central
if it
offered him a lot of money, though.
No, I believe it. But the thing is, if he did not do the shit, he didn't get kicked off his show and everything, everything's still hunky-dory, they wouldn't be doing the roast.
I think it doesn't fucking
you know they
matter
wouldn't
that.
Be doing the roast.
That Comedy Central roast fucking anybody.
They will. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah. No, but I'm just saying, you know, it wouldn't be Charlie Sheen in this roast. It'd have been somebody else.
And they agreed upon probably a lot of money for him.
Oh, I'm sure. There's going to be a lot of fucking viewers for it.
I'm guessing at least $1,000.
I'd like to watch it. It'll be funny as shit.
They offered him like a bottle of fucking Jack and some Coke.
No, a tiger yeah. blood.
I'm interested to see what Lisa Lavinelli says.
Think they got
say.
A drink called Tiger Blood?
No, it's not called Tiger. He just called it Tiger Blood. But they actually, TMZ actually found out what the drink was. It's just some fruit drink. It's not even alcohol.
No, it's jungle juice.
It's like one of those drinks that you drink and it helps you get. It's like makes you healthier and shit.
Oh, it's one of those amino boosters.
Something like that.
Kind of like taking fucking wheatgrass shots.
Yeah, the wheatgrass shots. That's what I was
God,
thinking
that shit's
there.
Nasty.
That's the shit right there.
Freshly mowed lawn. Mm.
It's good and good for you.
Well, look at you. You don't like being healthy.
I don't.
I know. Yeah, this is good for me.
I don't. That's
I don't like Brussels sprouts. No, I don't like broccoli.
I don't like Brussels sprouts.
I don't like spinach.
I love spinach. Fuck you.
I love Brussels sprouts.
I don't
I
like
hate
Popeye.
I love spinach. No, huh? Of course I don't need healthy. That's why my wife went shopping today. I told her my one request, I want some biscuits and gravy.
I'll eat Brussels sprouts cold.
Fuck yeah. Nothing but congealed fat on fucking carbs.
Give me some Hell Farmer yes. John box of grease.
You That's
see,
right.
You see Steve laying down.
Put it in the microwave.
You
and
see
put
Steve
in a
laying
shake.
Down, Steph pouring a gravy in his fucking mouth. More, more.
Why do you think I have like three giant funnels?
You're like that Family Guy, that John Goodman thing.
Oh, yeah, dude, I fucking beer bong that shit. Come on.
I see that beer bong a whole fucking box of fucking Farmer John grease. Of fucking.
No, gravy.
No, that fucking box. What's that?
Gravy.
Crisco? Not Crisco. Oh, it's also called... No, that's Crisco's different. It smells different.
Oh, you're talking about the lard?
It's lard, but there's another word for it.
No, it's called lard.
There's another word for it. Oh, Manteca. That's what it's called.
Well,
it's
yeah,
lard,
it's,
yeah.
It's lard. Fucking...
But the boxes say that. Okay.
Stupid.
No, see, at least I eat my biscuits and gravy.
Go to
time out, biscuits.
Jason. Talk to me.
Why don't you go to bed, Eric? No.
Yeah,
our, to no, to our middle, our middle child will, does not want biscuits. He just wants the gravy and sausage. And that's he'll not, sit there with a spoon and fucking eat that
just
up.
Like his
it's
dad.
Not, it's not very
no, I like
for
it on
child.
The biscuits.
Gravy's, like, gravy's like the worst thing you can actually eat. It's like bad for you.
Yeah, but it's also good, though.
It's good, but it's bad. He shouldn't just be eating fucking gravy.
Yeah, he does. He will. He'll fucking. He'll go for seconds and come back with a plate full of fucking gravy. That's it. No biscuits, just gravy. We're talking about the same kid, though, who'll like fucking. But half a
Wait,
container.
Did you
salt
say your kid
per
a
meal.
Tiny little thing?
My niece is like that.
The middle one, not the youngest one.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
My niece is like that. She'll put fucking salt all over.
I didn't know you were talking
food,
about Ryan.
Like till nasty proportions, but just
oh, yeah.
pretty much whole empty, almost a whole.
Oh, your
little
kid,
salt
your kids.
When he lived,
your kids do eat weird things.
Yeah, when he lived with his aunt, he would get into their fucking brand new containers of margarita salt, and fucking they'll finally go to use it and make a drink, and it's almost empty. And they just bought it like 3 days previously.
Now, this is like the really grainy salt,
God.
Too. Yeah.
Diabetes, here we come.
He just like he likes that Lucas flavored salt crap.
I never got into that.
He has a goal for high blood pressure, doesn't he?
I guess.
I was always surprised that was a treat for kids.
Salt?
Yeah. Huh.
Lucas.
Oh.
Like the lemon lime Lucas.
Yeah, it's all flavored
they,
salt. That's
they banned that when I was in, I think, junior high.
They still have them.
From school?
No, they banned them, period, in California, I remember.
Well, that's because they had a high lead.
I know, they had a high lead content.
Yeah, they banned that, and then they banned airheads. I mean, not air, warheads.
From that kid who fucking burned her tongue.
They banned warheads because it burned it. Like, you eat too many, they burned your fucking tongue.
There's like a myth.
You're not supposed to.
No, it wasn't a myth. On the news, some little girl had fucking burnt. No, she hit her fucking tongue was like
citrus burnt.
Yeah. I don't believe that.
Had a bunch of shit. It was on the news.
From too much citrus acid, you can get minor burns. But I'm sorry, you can't ban something like that. That's her parents' fault.
To me, that's a myth. That's bullshit.
It's not a myth.
I want Mythbusters to debunk that.
But
it happened to fucking a lot of kids.
You know, you can still get airheads.
No.
Or warheads. You know that, right?
It's probably
you still get warheads.
Toned down.
I don't see wards anywhere.
Oh yeah, no
warheads. I'm surprised when you find them.
Yeah, when
but they're not.
When our
really
son,
available.
When our other son just had a birthday party a couple months ago, we did a pinata and we got this mixed bag of shit and it had a shitload of warheads in it. You can get warheads all the time. And it wasn't just a basic warhead; it was the fucking the atomic warheads. Oh, I love them.
The hot ones.
No,
care for
no, they're not the hot ones. They're the ones that are extra sour. I fucking love those things.
I never
awesome.
Ate candy when I was
I don't remember extra sour. I just remember apple sour, lemon sour, and then after that were hot. Like the red ones were hot.
I never ate candy when I was a kid.
Well, that's a different candy.
Never drink soda, never ate candy.
So they're not airheads?
No, it's
warheads.
I was a pretty healthy kid.
I mean warheads, okay.
Yeah, warheads on the little packet had that guy with his face
his head blown up. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I'm surprised when I find them, but I don't find them as often.
Yeah, you don't see them as often, but you still see them. They're still just fucking good. I love them.
They go to like some random place, like some store I've never been before, and I'm like, oh shit, they got warheads.
The only candy I ever ate was gummy bears. That's about it.
Yeah, I care for gummy bears.
Neither do I. The only ones I liked were the big cinnamon ones. Those are good ones.
That sounds disgusting.
No, those ones are fucking awesome. They're about
you know you can buy
an
giant gummy bear, like a big fucking like 10-pound gummy bear.
You get them off
Food.
Yep.
I think they're like a pound.
They feature them a lot on the iCarly show.
I'd fucking buy one, just fucking put it in a bowl and put it full of vodka.
They have like,
let it soak all up for like a week and then fucking eat it, have a party and fucking like, have some gummy bear. Cut it up.
That'd be good.
I didn't have a sweet tooth as a child. I didn't eat desserts.
You know,
I didn't eat
like,
candy. I didn't drink soda.
I did. Depending on the candy. You know what was a great one?
I was
it was fucking
kid.
Chico Sticks.
What?
Chico Sticks.
You
never had that?
Rock candy.
Yeah, Chico Sticks.
They're like the cheap versions of fucking Pixie Sticks.
Yeah, my wife and Eric are having their own conversation here.
So I don't have four people on the show.
I know. Well, no, Chico Sticks, they're like, it's a combination.
Conversation didn't move to you, Steve.
Yeah, it's a crunchy stick candy. It's made with coconut and peanut butter.
Chico Sticks are like Butterfingers without the chocolate.
And it has butter. Yeah. And it has Butterfinger in it.
I mean, not
Butterfinger, coconut.
I don't like Butterfinger.
I don't like coconut.
Oh, no, these things are
I don't like those fucking, almond ones? Almond Joys?
Ooh.
With coconut and shit? I think those are disgusting.
You rarely hear Steve say anything bad about food, so it doesn't even matter.
You name like thousands of food that sound disgusting to me other than fruit and vegetables. And like you can feel about it.
Gross.
As long as it's not made of vegetables
fruit
or
vegetables?
Soy.
What the fuck? Oh, God. Soy? Horrible.
Like, he'll be all about it.
Organic? What the fuck?
Organic's just a fucking... It's a fad.
You want bugs in your food and the food will go bad in 2 days? Yeah. Eat it.
It's a ripoff and it's a fad.
I know it's a fad. Even if it's in the market. It's a soap culture.
Yeah. It is.
I mean, some people like their food without pesticide.
Do what you want. I want my food to last longer than a day.
Yeah. I like mine with preservatives, thank
you.
That's
why you get the green bags.
Oh, yeah. I'll just hop right on that.
They work.
Green bags. Bag? Isn't that the color of bag you use to fucking pick up your dog shit at the park?
No. You use any bag.
Just leave it there. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I know. I do. I don't pick up after a
fucking... He doesn't flush up to the toilet.
Hell no, I don't pick up the shit.
He doesn't even flush his own shit.
Yeah, I do.
He like floaters everywhere.
No, I can't stand that. That pisses me off here because a lot of the people here, they'll take a shit before hopping in the shower or something, and they won't flush it because they think, oh, it messes up the water flows and that. It really doesn't here, I've come to find.
Okay,
but that's,
one
no,
goes
that's
down
their,
the drain.
No, but that's their rationale. And then when they get out of the fucking shower, they don't flush. And so I go to use the bathroom, go take a piss, pick up the lid, and it's fucking full of shit.
I don't do it
God,
for that reason. Gross. I just don't do it because it takes a lot of water for the hot water to start.
It doesn't here. I've found no problem with it at all.
Other than that, I don't think there's like to be shit in my water once I flush the toilet.
No, it's not. That's not what they think. It messes up the water pressure or the whole hot cold thing, like you're talking about. That's their rationale here. If I have to shit before I hop in the shower, I'll shit, I'll wipe, I'll flush, I'll hop in the shower.
Why are you gonna wipe before you go in the shower?
Because I really don't like having runoff poo falling down around my feet either.
Yeah, go in the shower and just fucking clean it off.
Yeah.
Your drain is slow. That's why.
Yeah, no.
You're in a puddle of
fucking
shit.
Fucking pansy.
No, my drain's not slow. It's one of those things. No, I'll wipe first.
Well, you fucking yeah. I don't ever take shit and I got shit hanging from my fucking leg under my ass and shit. It goes in the fucking toilet.
It's the shit residue. That's why you wipe
anyways.
All
your fucking shit's bad then.
It's like so anytime you go take a shit and you wipe your ass, it comes out.
Yeah, it comes
porcelain,
out fucking it
porcelain
comes out
shiny. It's
thin.
It's clean. There's nothing there.
Comes out thin. I don't have fucking chunks
there.
Of shit hanging out from my asshole.
I don't have chunks either. I just don't want any of that runoff stuff.
What runoff? What are you talking about? Shit falling down your leg?
No, I'm talking about the.
What are you fucking eating, clay?
No, as the water goes fucking down through your ass crack and all that.
I just sit in the shower.
I believe that.
Two problems at once.
What do you mean? What's going to run down your leg?
I have a big
leg?
Drain. That's why. We actually made our drain.
Any
bigger.
Of that stuff that you'd normally wipe off, it will. Not to mention, while I'm scrubbing with the loofah, I don't want that shit getting on the loofah either.
It's gonna fucking pain his leg while it's fucking cleaning his ass.
Yeah, I don't.
Okay,
wanna,
one,
I, don't want
I would have two loofahs if I grind my ass with a loofah.
You just fucking spread your cheeks and have the water rinse it off.
Yeah, you like that water shooting up your hole, huh?
Okay.
Put your pants back on, Steve, while you're jerking off while he's talking about how he takes a shower.
Steve fucking takes complicated showers.
Not really. I'm one of the fastest shower people
here.
Yeah,
was it 2 years ago? He's taking a sponge bath.
I can smell it.
Yeah. Sponge bath, no. I can't even take a regular
He's got a special pulley system in his fucking bathroom so he can clean under his stomach.
Yeah.
He gets up and some converter takes him around to the bathroom and brushes his teeth and shaves him at the same time. And he gets in it sits him on the toilet. And from the toilet, it lifts him up and puts him in the bathtub.
When I'm in there, fucking spinning brushes come down and start fucking
it's like
scrubbing
like a
feet.
Car wash.
Steve goes to the car wash to take
and
a bath.
And this one loofah machine comes and wipes and cleans his ass for him.
Then when the time comes, I have to choose whether or not I want the extra 25 cents for hot wax or not.
Then he wants the decision comes like, do you want to use the same loofah that wiped his, that cleaned his ass to go on the rest of his body?
Looking at your chest here, I'm pretty sure hot wax hasn't touched it at all.
No, not recently.
He likes the hot wax. Oof. It helps him get up in the morning.
I don't use hot wax on my chest.
Then afterwards, he goes to Jiffy Lube. It's all ready for the night.
I do.
The black oil comes out.
He wipes that before he goes. Remember?
That's right.
He doesn't like running down this lake.
It's like, what are you taking a bath for? You're going to Jiffy Lube. It's like, I don't want to think I'm fucking dirty.
As they say, I can't even take a bath. I can't do baths. It has to be a shower.
Bath is just a phrase.
No,
I'm just saying in general, I cannot take a bath.
Well, they don't make jacuzzi side baths. That's why.
Yeah, called pools.
Yeah, they do.
Called pools
and jets.
No, I can't.
That little separate spa one next to the pool.
Can't or you can't fit.
I can fit. I just don't. I don't take them.
Why? Baths are relaxing.
They're disgusting.
Are they disgusting?
Because you're in your own filth.
Yeah.
How? What do you mean you're
it's
in your own filth?
You're okay. You're sitting in a bunch of water. You scrub the dirt off. But guess what? That dirt still floats in that water. And so when you get out, it still clings to you.
How fucking dirty are you?
That's how it is in general. That's what a bath does. Dead cells, you scrub off everything.
And why do you go to the pool? Why do you go to the jacuzzi?
I don't go into those to get clean.
So? What's the difference? You go in there to relax. You go to take it.
I
people
go.
Don't, people
I
don't
go
get,
no, no, you're right.
People
I'll
take
go
a
in there.
Bath to fucking get clean. They take a bath because it's for relax.
So you would take a shower right after?
No, I fucking just rinse off. I rinse off and then I fucking put on the bath.
Oh.
Stupid asses.
Oh, see, I don't even do that. No. I get in there. I'll shower.
Put a bath on.
Huh?
You take a shower first and put a bath on.
I just fucking rinse myself off in the shower and then I put the bath.
Yeah. Put your pants back on, Steve.
I still won't do that either. I'll hop in the shower, get clean, get out.
Well, Steve's bath saves water because he puts a foot of water and then the rest rises up.
Yeah, well,
that's points for you.
Hey, at least it's cheaper than going to a fucking public bath like you fucking Arab.
Public what?
You don't go there for the fucking, just for the
bath. Yeah, they don't go there for the bath either. They don't go to get clean. They go there to relax.
They go there to feel dirty.
Yeah.
So you make jokes to the guy that doesn't know what the fuck you're talking about.
You've never heard of the fucking public.
If you keep explaining to him, it shows how much you've been, how many times you've been there. So shut the fuck up, Steve.
Yeah, huh.
You just put it on yourself. You're putting it on yourself and you try to explain that joke to him.
I don't know.
And he did it on purpose.
I'm not even going to try it.
He did that on purpose.
Yeah, I know.
Like a hot spring?
Yeah, sure.
There's hot spring spas like that.
Yeah, there are.
There's no men there. No.
Steve
just
know.
Hot chicks.
Steve doesn't know about it.
Can't those, some of those kill you? Some of them have like fucking metals and shit. They like
no,
make you sick.
They get too hot. I mean, you can't be in there for more than like
hot
10
springs
minutes.
Have minerals, but it's not so much anything that'll kill you. They actually they're more they're good for you. Apparently.
You can pass out.
Oh, they go in your ass and shit. Or go in your fucking vagina. And
you no,
get you sick.
You can pass out though.
Because
no. If you stand there too long.
Some certain metals aren't good for your body or some shit. I don't know. I would never go in that shit, though.
I'd go in a natural hot spring. I have. They're nice. Ugh.
I like mine unnatural.
Natural hot spring. Again, he likes his nice and dirty.
What's the difference?
He still
doesn't. Want to be all dirty? It's fucking outside in nature.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah. We'll go with that.
That seat you're sitting in is fucking dirty.
I know that.
The mic you're talking to is fucking definitely dirty.
Yeah, I know.
I don't fucking put my body on the fucking mic or the chair. I have clothes on.
The guy that's worried about being clean is fucking smoking a cigarette, which is the dirtiest thing you can probably do.
This coming from a guy who sits in between two smokers, therefore breathes it in.
Yeah, but I don't fucking
smoke. You just take a shower and a bath.
My breath and my fucking body don't smell like it 24/7, though.
That's because you put enough shit on to make you smell like a $2 French whore.
Shit. And how does a $2 French whore smell? I've never been to France.
Oh, Eric, like I think you smell like at least $1.25.
I've never been to France.
So low, huh, Jason? I was trying to give him compliment with a $2.
You been to France, Jason?
Conversion rate.
Oh, yeah.
You been to France, Jason?
Many times, actually. Yeah. I've been to Liège. Gruyères, actually. Got good cheese.
I think Steve's been watching.
Yeah.
I think Steve's been watching Jersey
Stinky
Shore.
Shit.
I think Steve's been watching Jersey Shore, the Italy Bridge edition. He's watching all French whores over there.
Got
what do they have to do with French?
They went to Italy.
Oh, that reminds me.
It's all in fucking Paris.
Question you guys asked me earlier. What was the question again, Jason?
Earlier, we had a conversation with Jimmy and Eric before we started the show, which, welcome to the show. This is Ripped in Half. I'm Jason.
I'm Steve.
Yeah.
That's that faggot, Eric. We had a conversation with Jimmy and Eric. We're talking about setting up. What's gayer? That you were watching Twilight?
No, that I'm going to go. I'm going to watch Twilight with my girlfriend for her birthday.
That wasn't that clear, but still.
No, he can be as clear as he wants. Go ahead.
Or the fact that I knew that the next season of Jersey Shore was going to take place in Italy.
While he was fist pumping.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I was fist pumping.
They posed this question to me, and
Jersey Shore or the fact that he's going to watch Twilight.
I was waiting for him to follow up by saying, with my girlfriend. I was waiting for that follow-up.
That wasn't mentioned to you at the time.
No, but I knew that.
Even though we knew that was part of it.
At the time the question was posed to me, I really had to sit and think about it for a second. Because both of them are pretty damn gay. However, I think Jason wins this one, and Eric, yours is gayer.
I thought I would win by being gayer.
No, and the reason being is that...
Would the winner be the gayer?
No, the winner would be the one less gay.
Okay. We didn't have rules on this.
No.
I think the winner would be the gayest.
Well, then that would be Eric. And the reason for my rationale
you
for
just
that
said
one...
Jason won.
Yeah, you did.
I won by not
being as gay.
That's
no,
his own
that's
rules.
Not. You're fucking. Now he's changing. She says he's
no.
Won.
I questioned that, being like, I didn't win. Is that winning?
No. When he posted by saying, "Wouldn't the winner be the gayer one?" That's when I said, "Okay, well, going based off of that, Eric would win.
The winner would be the loser in this situation."
Exactly. Yeah. And my rationale for that is because it's pretty gay to know that.
But at the same time, you can walk by any fucking grocery store and know this if they got the fucking papers in. Because every entertainment magazine had that. My fucking 2 weeks ago, I got a subscription, my subscription from Entertainment Weekly, and they mentioned it in there. So you don't have to watch the show to know that.
You have
one.
A prescription entertainment.
So basically, because his news, that news was old to him, and like yeah. he didn't know.
No, the point is, you don't have to watch the show to know that. Whereas you are willingly going to see Twilight.
Steve,
you
has,
are personally
Steve has to be
going.
Pop
you are
culture.
No, you are going in person to see this film. At least we have not seen the show. You are going willingly to see the show.
You said you fucking watched the first one.
No,
I haven't seen the first one.
I've never seen
that. At the bar, they said that him and Steph watched the first movie.
Yeah, no.
I've never even seen the fucking movie.
I didn't. That's how I realized just how gay it was. And it's horrible.
I've never even seen the movie.
And unfortunately,
so that makes you even fucking gayer for watching it before any of us.
That was before it really sunk in how gay it was. See, you at least know how gay it is now. At the time,
it was... Did you figure before the movie came out the book?
Were you tricked when you watched that movie?
I was tricked.
Oh, look. Let's check out this vampire movie.
Did you watch the whole movie?
I slept through a lot of it.
Don't even put that. You slept through some of it.
That was his story earlier.
No, I slept through a lot of it.
Well, Steph right now. We got evidence here.
She slept through it, too. But again, you're
really
going
about
to
sex,
see it. And it doesn't
count. We're talking about Twilight.
No, and it doesn't count that. And it doesn't count that you're going with your girlfriend as a date thing because you were still willingly going to sit and physically watch this movie. Whereas he has not physically watched the show.
Can you argue that at all? Like, I don't want to see it.
No, because the fact is, he's still going to see it.
Pussy whip, motherfucker. What?
Instead of being a man, choosing a manly film.
Wait a minute. Okay, let me help him out here. Is it like a barter thing? Like, I have to watch it with you.
And you get anal?
And then, yeah, I get to fuck you in the
ass. I get what the fuck I want regardless.
I don't know about the whole... I don't know about the whole anal thing being a one-up on that, though, considering he just goes to see a gay movie and then fucks someone in the ass after.
Fucks a woman in the ass, at least.
Yeah, but with the lights off,
you squint your eyes and think she's sparkling? Put a strobe light on and
it's not a win-win for Steve unless it's a man.
Oh, Team Edward. Oh, Team Edward.
Have her take her shirt off and run around. Like all buff. Anyway. Well, have fun. Have fun, dude. All right. You're the winner in this, I guess.
Yeah.
You didn't make sacrifices.
That's a relationship.
Well, Steve's fat ass won't even go to the fucking two streets down to the liquor store to get cigarettes. Either me or Jason have to go pick him up half the fucking time.
No. More often than not, I'm the one that has to go to the store for them. My wife doesn't. My wife could be out shopping. She'll be in a car, and she won't even stop at the fucking liquor store and get cigarettes. She'll come home.
Oh, good. Hear that, Jason?
And then I have to go get them. No, actually, that's more of a convenient thing to where...
So it's convenient when you have to move?
No, it's convenient so that since he's already on his way, instead of me having to wait for him and whatnot and do a back forth, go down there, get him, come back, drop him off, and go back down again.
Steve, would you
chew? That's a lot easier for me than
you. Steve, would you chew on your food if you didn't have to?
Depends.
Depends.
This doesn't have to part. Does that mean that I wouldn't choke on it?
Are they starving?
No, does that mean I wouldn't
Who
choke
bought
on the
food?
Food? Yeah. Who prepared it? Is it organic?
Are we at a restaurant? Are there people watching?
Are there vegetables involved?
Could you imagine if they chewed your food for you in a restaurant? You couldn't actually eat it.
Like a bird? Oh, no. That being the case, fuck that. I'd chew my own food.
I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about it'd be less energy for you to burn. Just have like a tube stick to your stomach and you eat like that.
Someone else chewed it for you, though?
No. Didn't
like
chew
a physical
you just
person?
Put it in the fucking machine. And
a machine would chew it for you?
No.
Oh, no. You know, I've actually seen... a show. It was almost like that. It was an episode of Intervention. What this chick did is
she drank Drano or something and burned her fucking.
After some sort of accident, she had a feeding tube in her like a direct line to her stomach for a little bit. Well, she relied on that. She years after his ready come out, everything she would not eat. It became a mental thing. If she tried to put food in her mouth, she would gag. So what she would do. If she tried to swallow, she'd gag and start puking. So she would use like energy vitamins, all this shit, blend it up, and inject it through the tube. And then when it came to regular food, if she was out in public, she'd say, like, order a burger. She'd take a small bite and chew it for the flavor and then spit it out in a cup.
That's how you stay skinny.
Oh, yeah. This bitch was like 90-some-odd pounds. Her shit was infected. It would ooze. It was nasty as can be.
Body-wise, she looked hot?
God, no.
You learned a thing or two from this girl.
No.
They had one, like, a documentary about, like, anorexic girls and shit like that in fucking rehab and shit.
Fantastic.
But her tube, her feeding tube, she would actually use it to get food out of her.
Oh, really?
See, that's a smart...
How would you throw up out of that?
That's a smart
She
girl.
Would actually, like, some kind of syringe would pull everything
oh,
out
Oh, she'd
of
pump
her.
It out?
She'd pull it out.
With the plunger.
Weird.
Like, the food, the tube they have her get in there. Yeah. She'd pretend like she's eating to get food in her, but once it's in her stomach, she'd use that tube they have her supplement in case she's not eating. And I think she'd pull it out of
no,
it.
And how were people not wise enough to this to just say, fuck this, we're taking it out?
They had some. She had someone at the end siphoning it. Like.
Yeah, if she's hot, I'd do the job.
No, not only am I doing some of the hot chick, but I'm getting food in the process.
Again,
Steve is not denying food or salt in it at all. Chewed up supermodel food. Steve says it's a go.
It's not overly digested.
It's like, steak. Ooh, you had a bald steak today.
I taste mashed potatoes. Oh, you cheated on your diet. You ate chocolate.
How many stomachs would you eat out of a cow?
Would I eat out of a cow?
Mm.
None.
It all comes out like fucking shit and grass. And
no, you can actually eat it.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, it's actually healthy. Actually, it's actually good for you.
You know what's a trippy thing I've seen?
There's so many rocks in it.
So you got this was a fucking really tripped me out. I was watching this one documentary, and one of the things they do at like this processing farm thing,
they feed them Skittles.
No, they their cows actually have holes cut into them.
Oh yeah, I've seen that.
And it's just got this weird skin plug.
And the guy reaches in and see how they're digesting the food and stuff.
Yeah, they just pull out a skin plug and reach in through their side and their stomach. I saw that. What the fuck?
Yeah, because he's seeing if the food.
Yeah,
if the cows
how does that not heal?
Right,
how does it not get infected? That just tripped me out.
Pumping full of antibiotics, constantly.
Yeah, okay, and it's like, okay, does it not hurt the cow?
They're not fucking eating the cow. They're dairy cows.
It's a huge open wound.
What happens when they're done?
What
happens when their time is done?
Then they die.
No, they die. They shoot in the fucking head, and then what do you got? You got a fucking Big Mac and shit.
Okay, yeah. It doesn't mean you can't fucking eat it.
It still tripped me out, too. I was like, okay, so their cows have corks
in
their side.
I only eat grass-fed cows, okay?
Not like mine that are fed with
actually, it's rare to get
suspended in the air where
it's rare to actually get grass-fed cows. No farmer does grass-fed cows anymore because they don't produce enough milk. The quality's better, but they produce half the milk. Yeah. So that's why they're all green-fed.
It's enriched corn.
That's why
it's
expensive.
Yeah.
Although
King of Corn?
Yeah, although I say enriched corn and grains actually not good for a cow's digestive system. It's not healthy for them.
That's why they said like sometimes it's good that a cow dies when it does, or they kill it before it does, because that their insides are being eaten out with the amount of fucking corn they're fucking feeding them.
Well, it's just like back
raises their acid levels and pretty much they're eating themselves.
Well, it's like what they used to do back in the day when it came to leftover cattle and sheep and shit. They grind it up and feed it to cows.
Sucks.
They did that, and that's one of the things that helped to cause mad cow disease.
There's a far side about that when the cow's having a barbecue, and everyone's all the cows are pissed at him. I'm like, you're sick, Larry.
No, they have that one. There's another one where these two cows are sitting there in a farmer's fucking kitchen eating burgers, and everyone was like, you know what? We taste great. I've seen that one, too. I love far side.
My favorite far side of that was like, it was a little ad and has a tragedy occurred over the coast of Honolulu.
Uh-huh.
And it's a fucking, just there on a beach covered in oil, just there dying. And the background is a fucking oil tanker leaking oil.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Far Side Comics. Another one I really liked was it was a picture of a cat. He's stuck at the window because he can't get out.
Did you forget his duck?
And no, outside of his window are these two trucks that crashed. One of them carried nothing but mice. And another one carried nothing but flightless birds.
I've
seen
that one.
They're all scurried around. The cat's just sitting there at the window like, fuck!
I've seen that one.
Or the guy being mugged, and that's when he realized he was carrying his Dobie-O-Matic. It's a big gun that shoots Doberman pinchers.
What?
That was funny. I like that one. I was like, I want a gun that shoots dogs at people.
As opposed to the one from fucking the Despicable Me that shoots fucking piranhas.
Is that
No, because that one was back.
No, the first one was a squid.
It was a piranha gun and then a squid gun. The thing is, a piranha gun always backfired on him. I wouldn't want that.
Well, a functional piranha gun.
It didn't backfire, it just jammed.
That's true.
You know, if it was functional, that'd be cool, but then how do you keep the fish hydrated and alive up until you're ready to shoot it?
Do you think too
complicated? That's the inner workings
of
the gun.
You think too complicated there, Steve.
It's a functional gun. Just end it at that.
I thought it was funny how he used his squid launcher, though, to as like a grappling hook.
Obviously, we'll be cartoon characters, so none of that matters.
So I can pull out fucking mallets and all kinds of shit from my back out of nowhere.
And we'll never die.
Giant mallets that are like twice your size.
And anvils and shit like that. And guns and explosives and fucking rockets.
That'd be kind of cool.
Oh, yeah.
Just reach behind yourself and randomly pull out some weird fucking thing.
I wish I had cartoon powers.
I do. That'd be awesome.
Nothing but Acme would work.
That only if you're a coyote.
I like the Family Guy one when he comes back and like I try to have this slingshot and just threw me in a wall. I was like, well, I can't give you a refund, but I give you store credit.
Yeah.
It's like, store credit? Really? It's like, are you done yet? I'm handling it.
I've been shopping here for years.
His wife came in.
His wife came in. Which is true. Like, you think he'd complain. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's technically a super genius.
I like the one where they had the Family Guy where they had the Trick Rabbit, and it was the Asian one, and they're like, "Sir, Rabbit tricks for kids, my tricks," and he breaks all their fucking little kids' necks and stuff.
I wish they
did that, man. I'm tired of the fucker getting the gypped.
Kill people.
I've been tired for a while that he's getting gypped off his tricks.
Oh, poor rabbit,
silly rabbit. Mm-hmm. Damn, we wrapped this shit already, aren't we?
He's a complete asshole.
You're whole and full and full of shit.
Pretty much. Douchebag.
Damn, that we can get the whole show and I haven't said that shit. Maybe.
Oh, no.
Don't repeat it.
No, that was me saying it. our fan's out of town right now. That was just straight out me. I was just calling Eric a douchebag.
Steve's the one
that's not even something you say like outside of the show.
Steve's the one that uses Steph's douchebag on his asshole to get it clean.
How often do you hear Steve say douchebag outside of the show?
Never.
I use it.
Never.
No, you use it to explain yourself saying, oh, is it okay? You think it's okay if I say douchebag? That's the only time you say it.
No.
Unless we're talking about the show, there's no other reason
the show do I really see you guys?
You saw us like the other day.
Yeah, that was a freak thing.
Who do you say douchebag
I saw you the
to?
Day after we did the show
when
last
do you,
week.
When do you actually have a moment to say douchebag?
When was that?
Sunday.
You came by Sunday.
We went to the casino.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay, but that was also a freak thing.
I think I came by like at least some point during the week before that.
So
off day, I did.
No, you don't often come by. I hardly see you. We don't normally hang out outside the show. Maybe once in a while.
So we have to confirm with Steph that whether or not you say this phrase.
Yeah, I do.
Outside
when
of
when I'm playing
everyday life. Everyday life.
Yeah, when I play Xbox Live, I say it in reference to certain people. In fact, one of the guys that goes to the bar, I was just telling Steph the other day. The first time I met him, the first thing popped in my head is this dude's a douche. Douchebag. Total douchebag.
Like douchebag.
Yeah, I say it actually quite a bit.
Unless we're doing the show, I don't hear you say it at all.
I do.
I can have a whole conversation all night with you, and unless we're doing the show, I don't hear from your fucking mouth.
You probably never pay attention. I have. It's just more for the show. I use it as a character thing. That's when it takes on more of a its own.
You have too many characters. I think that was Zach's characters.
Huh?
On 96.7.
Yeah.
What is that?
People in China know that. Quit referencing radio stations.
Especially a shitty radio station.
I didn't say AM or FM.
Because AM goes to 96.7.
I don't know. I didn't say we're at. San Diego, could be San Francisco. It's not the same radio
Besides,
station.
Besides, his douchebag was
These radio stations just get shittier and shittier, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why we've moved to the internet. The free range. Like chickens.
Until the FCC decides to take that over, too.
Like grass-fed cows.
What was it? Like 1, 2, 4, 6? What was it, Steve?
647.
647.
That's a band?
That was his band.
That's my band, you dumbass.
Oh, that was her name.
You were in a band?
What? No, not at all.
That's what I thought. Bitch, quit fretting, like lying that you're like famous.
He was a marching band. He played the drum stomach.
What band? Surely it's not something we've ever referenced on the show.
He played the triangle. I forgot. Yeah. You were that guy.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, my God. Finally. Not just the triangle. Every now and then, I click the cowbell.
I hated that. It's fucking instrument.
Yeah, I know. It's not my proudest moment.
Or he played the douchebag.
That's an instrument?
Yeah. He's in the back going,
the douchebag pipes.
It's like the sample. Rather than have a fucking beat machine with a sampler, he would just hit douchebag.
He made an instrument actually out of a douchebag.
Yeah. It's full of oblong-looking pipes and everything. You put it under your armpit and squeeze.
The oblong.
It's such a great show. It sucks that it only lasted one season.
Steve made that.
They keep repeating that shit, though.
Well, yeah. Well, the oblongs was originally.
Like, the hope would come back.
Well, no, I don't. It wasn't.
Same thing with Stroker and Hoops. Stroker and Hoops come back.
Yeah, I love that show.
Another one-season show.
Oblongs wasn't originally on Adult Swim, though.
It was like ABC.
Something like that. Whatever. What? Whatever fucking channel originally had Baby Blues, I think that's the same thing.
Fuck, I don't know what Baby Blues is. What's Baby Blues, Steve? Your brain's turned to mush.
It was a Sunday paper comic that eventually became a short-lived cartoon series.
The end.
Like Dennis the Menace?
And what Pretty channel much. Was this on?
I don't remember. Like I said, ABC, NBC, something like that.
Those aren't channels.
So it was one
so
of
this was like a Saturday morning cartoon?
No, it was more meant for adults. It was on in the evening.
It was right after Bobby's World, right before Die for Louie.
Yeah. It was one of those shows that when it ended, it did the game
music.
This
was in the 90s that I missed this show.
Yeah.
Will Ferrell was on that show, man?
The Oblongs.
Even before SNL, from his point of view.
Was he the dad?
Yeah. Yeah, he played the dad.
He's the dad, right? Yeah.
And it was based off a book.
Yeah, I see that in the
book
title.
Book series, actually, I think.
Yeah, I've seen the title.
And it's funny because the guy who created the book series, his real last name was Oblong as well, which makes me kind of want to read the book, because I do.
You know what I noticed? Steve is like the cap of a Snapple that just goes too long.
That's actually a pretty good a good one there, yeah.
That is pretty good, actually, Eric. How would that Snapple open?
With a pop.
Ankles around the bottle.
And end with and start with a thud. Like, here we go.
Gotta brace yourself for the twist. Kind of make a grunt.
You're going to get a pop or like, womp, bum, bum, bum. Bum, 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 bum. Get the horns in there. It's like, oh, man, I got a Steve.
Like, okay. Right when you open it, douchebag.
You start twisting him.
Douche. Scorching your face. You just mean douche.
Damn, I got a Steve bottle.
Don't you want to see what it reads? It's like, no, I don't got the time for that shit.
Yeah, I forget that the Snapple.
It's like when you open it, it's like a snake fucking one of those snake the peanut jars. Fucking there's a bunch
can of nuts with the snakes in it.
Everything fucking just comes at you. All the words stick to your forehead.
It's no longer the best stuff on earth.
No.
What's it made with?
Now it's better stuff.
Quiz. What's Snapple's secret ingredient now?
Well, unlock the cap over here. Steve, what is it?
The best stuff on earth.
And you want to know how the history of how they came up with that theme?
I thought it was black tea.
They don't have black tea no more.
No,
it's peach tea.
All their Snapple's have black tea in it now.
No, it doesn't.
Black something.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
Yes, because their fruit punch has black tea in it.
I remember when
their mango has black tea in it.
No, it's
their green teas
the
have black tea.
It's
in
all
it.
It's all like some certain.
No,
black tea
they've never really said anything about it. It's just better stuff now.
No, they fucking
the best
told,
stuff
they
on
said
earth
what
has
it
got
was.
Better stuff. No,
oh my God. Yes, they show what it is. It's not just they can't just say better
he's,
stuff.
He's
like,
going.
What the fuck
no, he's
it?
Going based off one commercial where there's some guy finds this plant. Granted, yes, it's a tea plant, but all
they do
he,
it on all.
He, no, all he does though is oh. This stuff is even better. We've got to bottle this. The best stuff just got better. That's all it is.
No, they tell you what it is because there's a recent commercial where people are putting a bunch of shit on the Snapple bottles. And he's like, that's not what makes it better. The black tea makes it better. Or some fucking ingredient they put in it now.
It doesn't say the green tea. It just says the fucking stuff in it is what makes it better.
Yeah, and they tell you what the stuff
no,
is.
No, they don't. They never have. Because they have more than tea flavor. They have all different shit. It's just the best stuff on earth. In other words, they're trying the whole original slogan was Snapple, the best stuff on earth. They're trying to say it's better than any other drink.
A new fucking ingredient to it.
And the new ingredient is black tea?
No, it's something like that. Look it up.
I don't want to fucking waste my time looking that shit up.
I'll waste my time.
Why don't you pay attention to the commercial and then you'll come back with an argument.
Why are you even arguing about Snapple? It's before your time. You don't know the shit. Shut up.
That's true, too. You just already declared before that. Like, it's before my time.
Hmm? Yeah.
That's like you guys talking about Gatorade. That's before your fucking time.
That's before both of our times.
No, that's before everyone's time.
Well, that's why we're not talking about it.
Exactly.
It was actually part of a football team called the Gators. Anyways, that's my Steve fucking moment for the night.
It's not the commercial.
Technically, that Steve's going to say.
And one of the Gators.
Steve already had that look on his technically.
I wasn't going to say anything.
He had his technically face on there.
It was created by the science lab to help the Gators perform better because at the time, football teams only used water.
You're not naming the team, the whole team.
The team was called the Gators.
The Florida Gators. How's that? You happy? Fucking idiot. Anyways.
Can I close this Snapple bottle and shut the fuck up on it?
You're the one who prompted me to start. I wasn't going to go anywhere.
Because you had that fucking technically look on
your face. I wasn't going to say anything.
You wanted to, and it would have been like seconds before if you did. If I let it
go.
I
was going to let it go, too. I wasn't going to say anything, but then you brought it up.
Let things like that
he wanted to. He'd be fucking scratching himself the whole fucking rest of the show.
No, really, I didn't see any point to do it because we were talking about another drink.
Break out in a clarification seizure.
Because that's all I have to do. We want to see you shut up. We just tell him there's no point to it.
I wasn't going to do it. You guys started it.
I hate that on people.
So Jason was told that he looked like a pedophile today.
He does.
I don't have a mustache.
Because you don't have a mustache.
Also, I look more like a pedophile without a goatee and just not
having
a mustache.
Pedophiles only have mustaches.
No, let's say if I only had a mustache.
You'd look even more like a pedophile. I mean, I'm sure that I think by then the cops would be pulling you over, asking to look for the children in your trunk type pedophile. Probably questioning why you're not riding in an ice cream truck. But even clean shaven, you look like a pedophile.
Because Asian people in ice cream trucks.
Well, joke's on both of you. That's what I was going for.
What, the pedophile look? Trying to beat out Tim.TM?
How does that beat that out? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because his mustache picture.
Because he has that pedophile app on his phone.
Yeah.
He has an app that it puts like fucking big ass glasses on him and a mustache. It looks just like a pedophile. Fuck that guy.
Pedophile.
That's his theme song. He walks in the room and that sound comes in like
pedophile.
Yeah. Hey guys, what's going on?
Make that a ringtone.
Do it again. Do it again. Hey guys, what's going on?
Pedophile.
Hey kids, want to go to the park?
Pedophile.
His voice all
Steve's voice going out. That's a sign of a pedophile.
He's all choking on.
His ringtone is the opening music to fucking Catch a Predator.
He dresses like the pedo bear from on Halloween.
The pedo bear.
Good job, Bert.
Thank you.
Yeah, congratulations.
Congratulations.
I don't have to edit this.
No. What? You don't. Which you don't contribute shit.
You know what? He doesn't have to edit. He doesn't do the Twitter. He doesn't set up.
You guys don't want me to.
Only once has he gone for Del Taco.
Okay, if we give you some kind of responsibility, would you do it?
Like what?
Anything.
We gave him a responsibility, and he didn't do it.
What, Twitter all the fans that we don't have?
Yeah.
What do you want me to Twitter?
More than one word. More than something that says poop.
Yeah.
Well, like anyone's going to see it.
We saw it. It goes on a permanent
actually,
cache.
Okay, someone did see it. Okay, see?
Like, yeah. Who's that?
It goes on the random Twitter shit, too, for random people just to see.
And people are like, oh, shit, poop? We got to go look at this out.
This guy just said poop on the show. I got to check it out.
Oh, my.
Oh, man, what else? What are zany shits going to say today?
Well, yeah,
maybe,
huh?
Maybe we made a
I wonder
thong
if
Thursday.
He's
going to
say pee tonight.
I made it on Thursday.
We made a thong Thursday. We fucking have something.
Oh, yeah. You'd just be Twittering up a storm.
Oh, right. Yeah, huh? I'm amazed Eric even shows up for the show half the time.
That's the easiest part.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously not if every week he can't even remember if we're doing a show or not.
That is still funny to me. Yeah. Like, you will question whether a show's going on.
I question everything.
We do the show every damn week. Unless you get some kind of notification prior to that. There's still gonna be a show.
I feel more comfortable finding you.
And yet he's still either texting you
to make
or
sure
I,
if he can keep sleeping or not.
You gonna make a schedule for me?
I should.
You do then. He'll still fucking text. There's show tonight.
Then he'd be just doing it to a dick, not just because he doesn't know.
He's doing it now because he knows, and he still does it.
But now there's something to prove that he should know.
We've told
and
him
then you're just being
we've
an asshole.
Told him countless amount of times, if you do not hear otherwise, then we have a show, and he still does it.
Is that true, Eric?
Yeah, why?
You're a dick.
Told you. I'm just amazed that he texted you with the question today and not me.
I don't know why he texted me. I never answer him.
I don't know.
It's rare that
I don't know.
Oh, actually, I actually texted. I actually answered back yesterday. The day before yesterday.
Yeah.
When he asked, like, beer pong tournament tonight. You want to come?
No.
No, I'm at work. I'm running off 2 hours of sleep.
Why would you do that?
Yeah, why'd you only get 2 hours?
Huh? Because I get home, and no matter how much I drink, I still want to sleep.
You left my house at 6 in the morning.
Yeah, I still don't go to sleep.
Really? Damn.
I ate,
I only slept
then
like,
I watched TV for a while.
I went home, I slept for like...
I went on my couch, slept for like maybe 2 hours.
I slept for like 2 hours, and then Richie called me, hey, can you go clean the frog for me? I'm like, yeah, and I went there, and then I slept afterwards.
I did, because I didn't wake up. I fell asleep somewhere in the afternoon, about 2 o'clock. I had to wake up at 4 and go to work.
I tried taking
yeah,
it. Ready
fuck
to go
that.
To work.
You guys left. I went in my room, and I went right to bed.
Somebody text me. Who could that be? Eric, how's the internet doing?
Yeah.
You're retarded. You sent me the fucking response I sent to fucking Courtney earlier.
I figured he texted you poop or something.
That's what I thought. I actually seriously thought I was going to see poop. Don't fucking text me that now because I don't care.
What if it's important?
It wasn't important.
We're going to sign out. It's been all, like an hour and 15 minutes.
Okay, let's fucking... You guys ready to go tonight?
Yeah.
End the show?
We'll end the show tonight.
I hate this show.
Shazam.
It's actually been a nice, decent show, and it's been flowing. No breaks, no nothing.
It didn't flow like Thursday. Eric is right.
We should have recorded that show, yeah, that night. I fully admit.
It wasn't a show. It was just us getting together.
That's what I mean. I fully admit.
We just kind of wasted everything we had. That's why I didn't mind doing that, because I thought we had 2 more days.
I mentioned it.
Yeah. No one cares what you fucking say.
See, Eric. The more days that we you have to think of shit, the more days we have to forget shit.
You know the only problem would have been with that? It's like, oh, this shit's funny. We need to record. So we go
back.
Then we have to
set up,
you know, 10, 15 minutes.
And just see back where we're at.
Yeah. No, I meant from the start we should have fucking recorded.
Then we should have just started setting it up, and we still would have nothing to talk about, dude. None of the same conversation.
Yeah, the only way that would have worked is when...
We need a portable recorder like we're talking about. We were talking about that, having a portable recorder just to turn on.
Like, we know any of these conversations are going to fucking
happen. Okay, Eric, the only way that would have worked is the moment Jason showed up here while you and my wife were at Del Taco, is he showed up and said, come on, and we come out and set up right then and there before you came up.
It wouldn't work the same way. It would just tell us an error would not work.
Probably not.
You can control how these happens. They just happen, you know?
Yeah.
That's right, Leo, but sometimes it just happens.
I can't do it sometimes. Sometimes I get into the voice and I can't fucking...
Gee, Satan.
And I lost the point of my story. So anyways, let's get the fuck out of here.
So yeah, this
good
has been...
Point. Shut the fuck up, Eric.
Yeah. So this has been ripped in half. As usual, you can get a hold of us at Twitter, which is at RippedInHalf, or get a hold of us email-wise. Please, we're desperate for fan emails. Oh, please, oh, please. At RippedInHalfPodcast@gmail.com. So, yeah, I'm Steve.
RippedInHalf Podcast? Oh, yeah.
At gmail.com.
No, it's actually RippedInHalf.
Not the Gmail.
No, okay.
That's the website.
New website is RippedInHalf.